What do I call it, a house out there?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call a house? Gosh, that beats me. What do you call it?
It says here dog trap. I've never heard that before.
You ever heard of a dog trap? I've never heard of a dog trap.
Sorry. Okay, well, William Pratt House is a long entry hall that is set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room.
What do you call it, house? Gosh. An L?
Well, it has here a flying L. I was just trying to show you. Oh. Show you what it was. Okay, have you seen other small houses of distinctive design that you know of? I mean, that you have names for?
Gee. I have bungalows. We don't have any bungalows in Florida. It's a small house. Thatch hut. It's okay. A small house.
No, in Florida, though. This would probably
be. Gee. Yeah, I know of houses that have, like, houses that are built in stilts.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it, just a house built on stilts. That's what I heard.
Okay, what kinds of buildings have several and many families? What kind of names do you have?
House several and many families. Apartment house.
Or?
Condominium.
Okay.
Townhouse.
You ever heard of a row house?
A row house?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What's the difference between a tenement and other types of houses that
a tenement
and like
other
an apartment
types
building?
Of houses that are an apartment.
Yeah, that house in your family. Do you have any distinction between the two?
Gosh. I can't think of anything right off the bat.
Okay. What do you consider a condominium?
What do you consider a condominium?
Yeah, what's your definition of
condominium? Gosh, that's a good question. A condominium is something you can buy. Is that true? And
yeah.
An apartment, usually you lease, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But it's getting now where even like a lot of a lot of apartments are being sold. So I guess it'd be considered condominium.
Alright, what do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
Flat. Is that right?
Yes.
I had no idea.
No. Alright, and most apartment buildings have a man who does... Do you have any other term for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remembered from last time.
I know. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What is he called?
Handyman.
Okay.
Manager.
There's usually one tenant in the building.
I started to say a tenant.
Okay.
I would call him a tenant. That's what I was wondering about that.
Yeah, alright, you call him a manager. Okay, what kind of equipment is needed to take care of the yard and garden?
What kind of equipment?
Yeah.
You mean to rattle off a few individual things like hose, rake, shovel.
Okay.
Grabbing hose.
Okay, what kind of rakes? You mentioned rakes. What, do you have certain kind of rakes?
There's a yard rake, one that, like a fan rake. It has some long fingers on it, so to speak.
Okay.
And then there's one called an iron tooth rake.
Okay.
It's much shorter stubs, and they're stiff. They're on.
Okay.
They let the dirt sort of filter through, and they're good for raking things out of dirt, like roots or rocks.
Okay, and what would you turn the dirt over with?
A rototiller.
Okay.
Or a plow.
Okay, do you, what about mowing it?
What would I mow it with?
Yeah, something that's manual powered, what would you call?
Manual powered?
Yeah. Like, you know, hand driven?
Like, a swing blade?
I guess.
Or something like that.
I know, lawnmower, I guess it's pushed.
Oh, a lawnmower that's pushed?
Yeah, do you?
Push mower.
Okay, and what about one that's electric?
Okay, now electric or ridden?
Okay, one that's electrically...